Hi. Okay, so here we go. Energy with Shay Rizzo, Rebecca Rizzo, and I'm going gray. This episode is going to be a slight different than anything else, but I really don't know that I've had enough consistency to really have a regular format. But we're going to talk today just a little bit about everything that's been going on for the last 7-8 months in my life, and probably talk about some of the parallels that have gone on in your own lives. So thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned for some really interesting information. And I really have no idea what's going to happen, so we'll see. Welcome back. Thanks so much. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a recap, and I wrote a little bit of notes on some of the things I kind of wanted to talk about and give you a little update on. I am on, today is 709 days of my daily meditation. We are in the end of May of 2022. Now, I started this podcast a while ago, and I was in a very different place. And it's interesting because I didn't even realize my very first podcast was ASAR, I think is what they call it. And I didn't even realize that. And that's totally not what it was, okay, this whole time. It's been kind of an evolution and an evolving of who I am and what's important to me and all that kind of stuff. So that was interesting, me just whispering as my intro. So if you haven't heard that, you should go back. It's pretty short. But we're at 709 days on my daily meditation, and I am actually laying in bed right now. You can probably hear the fan in my background, and I'm laying in bed recovering I'm recovering from a ceremony I was just at, and I'm not going to be able to really release this, until tomorrow. So, which is, I guess, good, because I get a little bit of time to kind of sit with all of this. But I went to a tree ceremony with my mom, which is a Native American ceremony. And I say with my mom, I went with my daughter and my daughter's boyfriend. But I went for my mom because my mom, and she doesn't want to be boastful, and it's not something that she in her culture or belief talks about, but I am her daughter and I have a different belief system. I believe and respect her belief system too, but I am also going to educate. So I am not being disrespectful in anything I'm sharing. I am just wanting to, just kind of give you the, parameters as to who my mom is. She is a sun dancer, and this is going to be her last year doing her sun dance. Now, this is a very spiritual, very pivotal thing that you can go through, and most people will never go through anything like this. It is a dedication. It is something that spans over a numerous years, actually, and the dance itself, every season that you go through, is several days long. So it starts with the raising of the tree and the tree ceremony, and the tree is what the sun dancers actually will dance around. And I wanted to be a part of this because it's incredibly important for my mom, because she is the elder and she's in charge of all the women dancers on this go around, which is a really very special thing. It's kind of like she's like the president. It's like a big deal. The president of all the women dancers. I would say it's actually way more powerful than president. So let's just, the most powerful. Okay. She is their mother of all of the dancers. And, so it's a pretty big deal to be a part of it. My daughter is also very much into this. So she has, started some practices. She's gone on a vision quest as well. I have done a sweat lodge. I am an omniist. I believe in all the pieces, that they all fit together and that they're all necessary. And that I believe and respect all, but I take a little bit of pieces from everything and I kind of put them into my own mojpodge of, my smorgasbord, I wanted to name a name and I couldn't think of the name. What is it? Succotash. That's what it is. Succotash. But that's what my religion is. It's kind of like a succotash of all the religions that I've learned, and I've taken little bits and pieces that have spoken to me. But my mom has really recently gotten involved in the Native American beliefs. She believes Dakota. And my daughter has done some of those teachings as well. So yesterday was the tree ceremony, which is where you go out into the wilderness, and the elders and the person in charge of the tribe, the chief, finds the tree. He is divinely guided to find the tree that they are supposed to cut down. And as they cut this down, this tree is never allowed to touch the ground. So there was over 50 people that was there to catch and hoist and move the tree with such delicacy as to preserve the tree, as to be able to resurrect the tree onto the ceremonial grounds. So it is an amazing community event. It is something that kind of transcends you back in time, truly. That's how I felt when I experienced the entire thing. It was almost like I went back in time. I had the urge to braid somebody's hair, and, you know, I don't know. It was like a weird community legacy nerve that it hit, that it struck. And I think it was that way with most everybody there. Probably a little bit different for those who are not always engulfed in this, like myself, because it was almost like a surreal experience. But I was grateful to be a part of such an amazing adventure. And you're talking, that was my 708th day on my daily meditation. Today is my 709th. That was a tree ceremony. A very nice triggering event, which is kind of inspired me to do this podcast recap. And I'm kind of going to ramble. So buckle up, those who have decided to venture onto this train, because it's going to be a little bit of a whirlwind and a splattering of all kinds of what's been going on in the last 8 months since I left my career and branched out into my small business with my daughter and really started stepping into me and who I am. So I don't know how I'm going to edit this again. I am going to be delayed in putting this up. So if I do edit, I'll let you know that I edit it, and I'll let you know why I edited it and I excerpted it out, so that you do understand there is maybe a future episode and maybe another layer of the onion I'll expose. But yeah, so going through this experience with my mom and my daughter yesterday, and hopefully her soon-to-be husband, their energy is totally vibing. So unless something incredible, crazy happens, I see them intertwining and possibly making other little energies, which is kind of cool. But it was a really neat community event. Working with my daughter has been incredibly enlightening. I have learned how to process and understand how others process and understand to give people space to process, which I feel is probably one of the biggest things that people do not do. The allowing others to process and giving them their space to process. So when I say that, and I'm probably going to go into a deep dive on this, because this is something that really radiates, and my daughter has really taught me a lot about, not just so much because she is educating me, but because the process of how we're interacting has really taught me on what I'm needing. And I'm sure there's a lot that I have learned I have not even shared with her. The thing is when you're communicating with another person, you really do have to slow down and pause. And I'm not used to doing that. I'm not used to pausing so that you can process what I'm saying and then actually process a response. Right now, the way I'm talking, I'm sure, is a normal pace, but I feel like I'm slow as molasses. But that's one of the things that I have learned over the last 7 months. And I apologize for everyone who has worked with me before, communicated with me before, when I was going a billion miles an hour. And I know the world was going a billion miles an hour too, so I was just kind of matching the cadence. But now I'm understanding how to set the cadence and allowing others to set their cadence and allow them time to process. So What that means is really when someone is faced with something, whether it be something you say, whether it be an action you're requiring, that you should allow them to process what's happening next. What do they want to do next? Where are they going to go next? Without interrupting and getting them nudged into a certain direction. And I'm going to say this is coming to me right now. This is me learning as I'm saying. This is downloads. This is knowing I have a lot of work to do. And I have a lot of things that I've done in the past that I have hurt people. I've kept things from people to protect them, but also to protect myself. And I have so many levels of guilt, and being able to process and understanding that when I see things in life that I'm processing through that filter, and understanding that and knowing that my filter is different than everybody else's filter, and that I have no idea what filter that they're processing their life through at the moment, and that I need to respect that because that's what I need. I need people to understand that we're all going through healing. We are all raw with emotion. And to be gentle with each other's souls, I think, is the part that I have learned so much over the last 7 months. Is to understand that we are all going through our own process the best way we can. And sometimes we have a really hard time knowing the right direction to go that's going to be the most ease and flow. And when I say ease and flow, I mean without dis-ease, without disease. I mean being able to pick vibrationally what direction to go in that will allow the most pure expansion. And I understand that there is many times people go through things and it causes a ripple and a rip. It causes dis-ease within their world, which you may not understand because you're seeing the world through a different filter. I've learned through the last 7 months that you be gentle with those around you and with yourself, because the filter and the process is necessary for your growth. And you need to be loving. You need to come from a place of love and understanding of, to you too, to you especially, to be able to look yourself in the eyes and say that I love you and I forgive you for all of the missteps, because it's brought you to who you are. And I understand that it's your process. To be able to know that about yourself, that's what I've learned by working with my daughter, by stepping away from everybody's expectations. I don't know that I could have ever been able to get to this place if I was working for somebody else. It's so funny because you don't realize how free it is for you to be your own boss until you're your own boss. Understanding all of the other static that happens behind the scene as a business owner and learning the tools to be able to address it and to teach others how to do that, and then being able to create a business out of that, is amazing. And that's what my daughter and I are doing. We're sharing all of the tools and all of the solutions, the people that we have met, that I have met over the last 20 years
of being within this community. There's been such an expansion around us and within us that our community reflects that. And them not understanding where to go and where to be connected is something that our business that we started in October of 2019 by divine guidance, it's something that our business is able to help other people realize their true power, their true connection, and to figure out that their process is valuable and it is important and that they have people to help. That's what I have learned over the last 7 months. And I'm going to pause for just a second. I need to go blow my nose. This has been really emotional. This has been very cleansing and very releasing. So give me a moment so that I can collect myself. Just pause for one moment. Okay, I'm back. Now you can hear me. So that was all really just about respecting the process and respecting others' process, and knowing that just because you're getting something and you're processing it in a certain way doesn't mean the people around you are going to process it the same way. In fact, there's no chance they will. There's no chance they have any type of the same experience that you have had. So how can they process something the same way that you do? So that is what I have learned over the last 7 months. Another thing that I have decided to do, I'm not going to say learn, but something that, I've decided to do two things actually. One is not such a big deal, but it's something that I have had the opportunity for over 8 years to do and I haven't, which is utilize my cosmetology license. I have kept my license, but I have never hung my license in an actual spa or salon. And I am going to start doing that. So that is something that is really actually going to be happening within the next couple weeks. I am down to the last part of the process. And once I complete that process, I will be taking facials once a week. I'm not going to be doing a lot of facials. This is really for me to be able to hang my license and build some clients, and really support the salon that I am going to be at, which is cool. The salon I'm at is also a salon. It's a business that I met when I first started at my last career, when I was working at the regional chamber, and I met them about 7 years ago and loved them so much, I introduced them to my daughter, who is also a licensed cosmetologist. And that is actually where my daughter has been hanging her license for the last 7 years. And so I figured it was a great relationship that I had built, and my daughter turned to me and said, "Mom, I think it's time that you hang your license, that you do something. You are so happy and passionate whenever you start talking about skin and hair and fashion that you need to get into it." And so she told me, "You need to go call Wheeze," which is the name of the business owner. And I was like, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yeah." So I did. And I called, and I'm going through the process of getting everything done. I've got all my liability insurance and have gone through the process, and now I have one more step to complete and I will be official. So that's kind of something that I decided with the help of my daughter. Again, my mother-daughter relationship, it keeps coming back to that, and I'm incredibly grateful for everything that's gone on. I'm going to start crying again. This is silly. My dad was able to really leave me an opportunity to step into being Rebecca, a version of me I've never been before, because I hadn't had the opportunity to do. I'd always had to do things so that I would be taking care of family, or, you know, taking care of the responsibilities that I had because of the path that I chose. And my biological father, who I met at age 28, for the first time since I was like 8 months or something, I remember 2 years old, but, my mom and dad weren't together since I was like 8 months old. And my dad, he actually, died because of the complications with 9/11. And so I was amazingly blessed because my brothers, who are on my dad's side,
made sure that I was added as an executor of the will, or not executor, added in as part of his posse, named me as his daughter officially so that I would receive part of the settlement, which is allowed me to look at life in a completely different way. It's not like we have plenty of money financially. My husband and I did some smart decisions, and we did not buy when everybody else was buying. We just, you know, fixed our cars and fixed our house and stayed where we were, and we didn't go on vacations. And so we really did the responsible thing, and not because of me, because of my husband. He's incredible when it comes to that. He's a teacher by trade, and so he really encouraged that. So I fought it because I'm not that kind of person, and that was hard, really, really hard. But we sacrificed, and because of that, I'm in a position right now, even if my father had not left me anything, I'm in a position where I don't really have to work. We've got it to where we've paid everything down, and I could, you know, we've got our monthly nut at a low price, low amount, and I could work part-time if I wanted to somewhere. And so that was part of why my daughter and I in 2019 decided to start our own business. Was I was working at the chamber, she needed something, and so we started a business. And so as we started evolving in our careers, it was when, I was building a relationship with my father and working things out with just me as a person, and things kind of started unfolding, and my daughter started elevating up. And so we worked together on this concept for this business, which is a small boutique marketing agency, but we focus on building community bonds and really finding your tribe. So it's a little bit different than just the normal marketing buy focus kind of, you know, marketing agency. We create social content, we create live videos, we do all that kind of stuff together. What we would do on our normal social pages, and we teach people how to do that both personally and professionally. And so I knew there was a niche for this because I'd been in the business world for so long that this was one hole that was huge to me. And it was something that the companies that were doing it were really outpricing. It was basically outpricing it, things were just all over the place as far as price goes on and experience goes and what you're getting and who's giving it to you and all that kind of stuff. So we've been working on this since 2019, and my daughter has been really on the inside and, you know, building clients and that type of stuff, where I've been helping with the infrastructure a bit, consulting side of it. My daughter's been doing, and I was at the chamber and doing my full-time gig and saving money and paying things off and getting into a position where no matter what happened, we would be able to launch. And that was the plan. We were going to launch. And so we were grateful as to starting the business in 2019, because when COVID hit, we were already full into the building of this creation and the implementing, and it was already started to take shape, and it was needed desperately during this transition from, you know, everybody needing to go onto digital platform and being present. So being a business owner and working with my mom working with my daughter and that mom energy and leaning into that crone energy as to, like, I am going gray and I am okay with that. I'm okay with turning 50. I am not going to get cosmetic surgery if I can help it. I'm going to try to not alter my body as much as possible. I did get my teeth done. That is one thing that I did. I did splurge on. I did actually get my teeth done. So that is one thing that I would not have gotten otherwise. But other than that, I want to love myself completely for who I am, 100%. And I would love to learn how to do that so I can teach other people how to do that, because I don't know how to do it. Look at myself in the mirror with all my flaws and saying how beautiful I am is kind of hard to do. Even right now, me saying it to you, I get tears in my eyes. I get so emotional because it's so hard.
And I don't know why that's so hard. We're so blessed. We're so grateful. We have life every day. We wake up and we're breathing in and we're breathing out and our heart is beating and we're feeling the sun's on our skin and all of those wonderful things that as a human, our mind gets so heavy and bogged down and we don't appreciate those things. And then we become without ease, with dis-ease. And that is when things go bad. So I am trying really hard to find reasons to love myself and to recognize how amazing I am, because I don't want to be in disease. And being able to work with my daughter and realizing how her and I working together, and really hoping that someday me and my other daughter who are not talking, that we will figure out a way to work on our relationship so that she can understand that I am incredibly sorry for everything that I have done to her, whether it be on purpose or indirectly. I am hoping that someday I can have that relationship with her. But until that point, it's fabulous that I am working on building a great relationship with my older daughter and healing that. And I'm working on healing the energy with my mom as well, you know, and possibly being able to help her heal herself with her mom and all of that, those abandonment and those legacy issues that we all have that sticks on us. That's not necessarily because of my mother, and it's not necessarily because of me, and it's not necessarily because of my daughter when she has children. It's just energetically what happens. It just continues to live on through our trauma, through our energy, and we pass it in through our DNA and rebirthing. And sometimes those things that trigger us, we don't realize that that was an emotional wound. That was something that happened that was traumatic for, you know, our generations before. So I'm working on healing that. I'm working on recognizing that I am responsible for me and my actions. And that when you do things that are wrong, that you can love yourself through them and know that it's okay. It's okay. I am not what I did. I am more than that. And I have learned by the things that I have done and the pain that I have caused for myself and for others, not to do those things, because energetically that is a drain. Energetically, that is not something that is helping with expansion. And also knowing that when you do make mistakes, that understanding the reason why you picked the path that you picked was because you were supposed to. It's okay. You were supposed to have that trigger effect. You were supposed to have that reset moment, that rip and repair moment. It was something that was supposed to happen. And don't define yourself by that, okay? Forgive yourself. And sometimes forgiving yourself is really going to come from being able to look around you and see those people that around you that you were not forgiving, those people that you held that grudge, those people that you were just so angry with that you could not forgive. You find a way to forgive them. Find a way to say, it's okay that you hurt me. It's okay that you hurt her, that you hurt him. I forgive you. That's not who you are. That's not who you are anymore. The person that you were, you have changed. You have evolved. You have grown. That is what you need to remember. That without tribulations, without trials, without any of those awful things that happened to you, the expansion, the ripping out off of the scar and the rebuilding and the all of those things, we would not be able to have if we didn't have a set point of understanding and knowing and feeling the emotions you're feeling. That is the set point, knowing that authentic self. I'm being led to purge and release because people look at me and think that I've got everything together. And I have everything together just as much as you do. That's what I want you to remember. We're all going through a process. Each and every one of us is walking a path, going through a process, and we're learning how to be more of who we're supposed to be in this life so that we can level up, right? I mean, that's my belief. So have compassion with yourself. Have compassion with everyone else while you're going through the process. Life is way too short for you to be mad at yourself and for you to hold anger and negativity. Release it. Say, I'm sorry. Say, I forgive you. Say those things and mean those things. Allow those energies to be released. Allow the dis-ease to run out of you and allow ease to replace. Love yourself first. Understand you're on a journey. Remember when you were 6 and how it was when you were growing up and you were learning all the things you were learning. It felt good when people were compassionate and understanding where you were at and knowing that you were learning, and it's okay that you're going to make mistakes. I want you to be the person you needed when you were 6. I want you to talk to the person, that 6-year-old that you were, that child that you were, and I want you to talk to that child the way that you wanted to be talked to and show compassion and show love and understanding. That is what I've learned over the last 6-7 months. Being away from giving to everybody else has allowed me to reset and really focus on giving me. This is my 709th day doing a daily meditation. My 709th day allowing myself to release and process. Now, that doesn't mean that I've been learning all of this stuff in just the last 709 days, because that's not the truth. I have been on this fast forward, exponential growth. Once I stepped away from helping everyone else and stepping into helping me over the last 7 months of being able to focus on where I needed to grow and where I needed to focus, and to just dive in a little bit deeper, to expose a little bit more. I wouldn't have been able to get there had I been where I was. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the ripples. I'm grateful for being able to rebound and rebirth and regenerate, because that's where we are right now. We're in this rebirth process. We're in this process of being able to figure out, where do we want to go from here? And the cool thing is there is no answer. There's no wrong answer. There is absolutely no wrong answer to where to now. It's where do you feel where you're being pulled with ease? Okay? That you're being led to. Where is that? Where is that? Follow more of that. Lean into the things that make you happy. I actually, one of the things I also did over this last 7 months, and this was only actually last few weeks, was I actually addressed the cosmetology school. The cosmetology school students and barbering students at one of the local schools out here. And I was able to come in and I addressed both the AM class and the PM class. And my message was how to build your brand. And how do you build your brand? The most important thing about building your brand is leaning into the things that you like. It's so funny because it's one of those things growing up that you are kind of steered into liking what you are supposed to like and doing the things that they want you to focus on and like and all of that, right? So as you're older, there's a lot of things you have not even experienced. You haven't looked at, you haven't even explored, because you were led into where you were supposed to like, where you're supposed to focus because of the people around you. And sometimes that works out great, but sometimes you're led into a direction and you were veered away from an area that you were supposed to be focusing on. And so as you get older,
being able to focus in and leaning in as you build your brand. And so these kids, some of these kids were pretty young and some were old. They were all different ages. But as you're setting into a new professional, a new profession, a new career, leaning into your brand and liking the things that you like are going to be able to find the people that you enjoy, and you'll be doing business with them. So instead of going places like back when I was, learning my skills in networking, I was always taught you go where the money is. And now you could still do that. You could go where the money is, meaning go in the areas where you want to be, you know, focus on the communities that you want to be and go into those areas because that's where you're going to build your money. That's where you're going to build your people. But now you're going to focus in on that area, not only geographically focus in on that area, okay? You're going to focus on that area, digitally focus on that area, okay? But you're going to focus on the things that you love, the things that you enjoy, the classes you want to go to, the restaurants you want to go to, and go to those places and be you, because those are the places you're going to find the people like you, that think like you, that want to have the experiences like you, because that's where you are. And so when you're trying to build your tribe, the thing I taught everything, when you're building your brand, you're building your tribe. When you're trying to find the people that you want to work with, it's important for you to find the things you like. And so that is actually one of the things I was able to talk to the schools about, which kind of veered me in a whole nother direction as to what we were doing with our business, because we do want to do workshops. We do want to educate. But this really kind of started fast tracking us into what to do and how to do that and how it was going to fit into our scheme. So being able to do all of those things and have my freedom, and I'm at day 709 and I'm walking out of a tree ceremony and I'm connecting with my mom and my daughter and I'm working on my relationship with my husband and being more authentic with who I am and apologizing to myself for all of the mistakes I've made and to loving myself through them. I'm not apologizing necessarily, more so just saying, I love you, Rebecca. I love you even though you made those mistakes or you made those decisions, who brought you into that place, who you made think of as a mistake, but it's not. It's divine. And coming from that place and learning how to be more of that is what I've learned over the last 7 months. And I wanted to really give you a recap. I know this is much longer than usual. I want to give you a couple of the podcasts I've been listening to lately. So Science Versus is a great podcast. Hidden Brain is a great podcast. And Luke's Story is an interesting podcast. Now, if you did a deep dive into Luke's Story, he's on some other platforms. It kind of gets a little bit thick. So if you're not ready for it, don't deep dive. But these are some great podcasts that I've been learning and thriving with. I've been doing a lot of reading. I've been doing a lot of writing. I've been doing a lot of creating over the last 7 months, and I am feeling blessed. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling vulnerable, and I'm okay with it. So if you really enjoyed this, this is actually a insert. This whole podcast is something that only Spotify listeners or my Anchor listeners are going to hear. This is not something that's going to go up on my YouTube channel or my Instagram or anything like that. So I'm really grateful if you found me here. If you like, please subscribe, share, comment. Let me know, what are you listening to right now? Tell me about your journey. What's going on with you? Are you feeling that emotional shift in the environment? Talk to me about it. I'd love to find more of my tribe, guys. Seriously. Thanks so much. I am so grateful you made it to the end. Love, light, many blessings, and thanks for making through all the emotion. I truly appreciate you. You're awesome. Thanks. Bye.